Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. At this time every week, we do a segment called Lawyer Up with Lisa Lanier. She is the official attorney of this program. She is the president of the Lanier Law Group, and she goes inside at least three, four legal cases here every week, solves them for us. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you. Let's get right into it here. Some of these cases today, a few of them, in fact, involve coronavirus, COVID-19, the first one not an exception. Amazon has been sued for increasing prices of essential items by up to 1,000% during the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the things they've increased: face masks used to go for $20, now they go for $120. Pain relievers used to go for $18.75, now $62.40.
For Tylenol.
For your Tylenol, right. Some flour has gone up 400%. Used to be $22 for a large bag of flour. Now it's $110, according to the lawsuit here. Black beans went from $4 to $35.99.
You have all those you want.
Oh, I like black beans.
I do, too. A good black bean. I had it last night. I had tacos last night.
I don't know how y'all stand that smell when you open a can of black beans.
Oh, yeah.
I like frijoles?
I like that very much. Anyhow, there's many cases here of Amazon doing this here at this rough time. Lisa, is this a lawsuit, or could you do this? Could you just say, look, this is what it is. These are our prices now. We're a business, and we go up on prices as needed. What do you think?
Yeah, no, you can't do that. Most every state, including where this originates out of California, have legislation. Like in California, it's the unfair competition law that prohibits any kind of price increase of more than 10% once the state of emergency is declared.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of states have this. I mean, you see it in states like North and South Carolina when hurricanes come through and there's a state of emergency and you have folks that come out and try to rip people off for, you know, here, let me sell you a generator for, you know, 10 times what it costs and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
Most states have those kind of laws, and it's pretty easy to prove. You know, I mean, you can see what their prices were before and what they were after. And I think, you know, my personal experience, I think Amazon did inflate some prices. Some of it they blamed initially, because I paid way too much for like Lysol wipes and stuff, but you know, they get them, right?
Yeah. So,
and it was way jacked up, but they blamed it on third-party sellers at first. But, you know, Amazon has a lot of control over these third-party sellers, and they make a big slice of that. So I think they're in trouble here with this. I think they'll end up settling.
Well, how much can you go up? For instance, I mean, of course, we all know that the economy is based on supply and demand. Gas prices are very low because nobody's driving anywhere or flying anywhere. So it's gone from $2.50 a gallon to $1.21 a gallon. I mean, it's cut in half. So if toilet paper, which is in high demand, goes from, I don't know, $5 for a roll of four to $10 for a roll of four, is that wrong?
And so in this piece of legislation that is the basis of this class action lawsuit out of California, they make it really simple. They say once a state of emergency is declared, 10% is your cap on price increase. So they do allow the merchant to increase the price during that time, you know, some supply and demand type stuff, but just not to go crazy with it.
Okay.
How hard is it for a state to regulate stuff online? I mean, brick and mortar stores is one thing, but I always thought that was difficult to do for online.
I mean, yeah, Amazon's all over the country, obviously.
Yeah, and these they're very similar pieces of legislation all over the country, so they could end up with, you know, lots of these kinds of laws.
Okay, so they could get it from more than just one state. Or are there some states that don't have that law where they could sell it to say all the toilet paper they want in Wyoming for $100 a roll or whatever it is? I like that there are laws out there, but of course, as a person who's in the pocket of big business, it just seems like, you know, supply and demand. Supply and demand.
Squeeze the little guy when he's down.
You know?
That's right. It's the best time to squeeze him.
I mean, gas prices cut in half, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's partly because of how it's produced, too, though, right?
I don't know. I just thought
that's part of the reason is because there's a price war from the suppliers.
That is part of it, but I think most of it is because people aren't buying it, you know, and nobody wants gas.
Right, but I mean, the reason it dropped to zero last week was because those two countries were at war.
Yeah, I think it's more
not at war.
I think it's more the supply and demand. Now, there is certainly something to do. Those two countries are fighting back and forth, but nobody is traveling.
What oil you expect that with? I mean, it fluctuates whether there's
an
emergency time or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oil dropped to where they were paying you to take it.
Yeah, it was below zero.
Yeah, exactly. There's another story today involving coronavirus. Missouri has become the first state to sue China over an appalling campaign of deceit, their words, not mine, and the lies that China allegedly told to the world in covering up this disease, their words, not mine. But Missouri v. China. I have a lot of questions about this. It's a very long article, which I didn't read much of. But the the questions I have
That's
is...
okay, I read it for you.
I thought you would.
Thank you.
How can little old Missouri sue big old China? And where is Missouri? Who's got jurisdiction over this one, Lisa? What are your thoughts?
So they filed it in federal court in the United States. And really, this is a GOP attorney general who has political aspirations beyond the attorney general's office. And I think this is just a ploy to get attention, and because he has no chance here. And apparently there's a similar plan in Mississippi they want to join in. But the problem is that there is this giant piece of international legislation called the Sovereign Immunity Act of 1976, which affects and regulates how we can and cannot sue foreign entities. And it basically says that you can't. They have sovereign immunity with very limited exceptions that have to do with commerce, like if they do something wrong in the sale of goods, or one exception is if they are holding on to like art or property that was taken during genocidal episodes in history, then they have to return that and you can sue them for that, or industrial espionage. But those are the limited exceptions. But, the way they handled the coronavirus in their country is not at all an exception.
Okay. I didn't think so.
They're getting a lot.
How can you do that? Missouri versus China.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somebody's just trying to make a name for himself. Some hot shot in Missouri.
Exactly.
Exactly what I was thinking you would say. If I had read the article, I'd have said the same thing. That's what's going to happen here. There are two African-American women who allege that the management of a Pennsylvania golf course mistreated them when they called police because they say they were playing too slowly, and they've now filed a lawsuit after 2 years of claiming racial and gender discrimination. We just had this story in Japan. Let me ask your opinion on this, Lisa. The mayor of a city in Japan, Osaka, says, let the men do the grocery shopping. Women are too slow. Men will get in and out. Your thoughts on his comments? Sexist and rude?
But probably true. I'm a
okay.
I take forever. I take forever in the grocery store.
Shocked how many women are on this mayor's side.
A lot of women are saying, we got to own that one.
Yeah.
Facts are facts.
If I'm in a hurry, I don't send me to the grocery store.
Well, I play two sports. I play golf and tennis. And a lot of guys, now I never say this, but guys I play with say, boy, women are slow on the golf course and slow to play tennis. Like if you're waiting for the court.
Slow at tennis.
Yeah, it takes a long time because they hit rallies.
Between points?
A lot of long rallies, a lot of just kind of dinking back and forth. Now, I know a female tennis player who works here, and I know she's cutthroat, so she ends the point quickly.
Yeah, she's brutal.
But, sometimes if you've got a court scheduled, let's say, at 6:30, they'll keep on playing. If there are women on the court, they'll keep on playing until 7 o'clock because they're just
hitting it back and forth.
A lot of hitting it back and forth.
Come on, darling.
Go cross court, crying out loud. God,
she's leaving it wide open.
Yeah. Chop, chop, sugar.
I got a Mick Ultra coat cooling back here. I got to get this match done. But these women are playing golf, and they are African-American, and there were five of them playing, and police were called because there were some complaints that they were playing so slowly. And now, I've had my share of playing slowly myself or being behind somebody playing slowly. Nobody ever calls the police on this. So they say that, look, if we were white men, we'd have been treated totally differently. Are they going to win this lawsuit, Lisa? They're probably right. What do you think?
Yes, they are going to win. So here's what's been happening for the last 2 years. You said this has been going on for 2 years.
Yep.
Where this took place in Pennsylvania, they have, under this piece of legislation that they are filing their lawsuit under, you have to go first to the Human Relations Commission and have a hearing and get a right to sue letter. So there has to already be a finding of fact that there was discrimination. And so they've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at the Human Relations Commission level was these ladies called the men who were playing behind them as witnesses, and those men testified they were not playing slowly and they were not holding them up, and they testified that they felt that they were singled out because of their race and gender and that there was absolutely nothing amiss about their play. And so that gave them then a win at the Human Relations Commission level, and so they got the right to sue letter, so now they're in federal court. So I think the golf course is going to have to pay up here.
Yeah. I mean,
boy, when the guys behind you back up your story.
I was assuming the guys behind them would say.
They had started the thing.
They're slow, but I guess not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play golf, Lisa?
I do, yeah. I mean, I haven't done it as much lately because, after having kids, it's just there's no time for that big chunk of time. But I used to. And I do think that, especially some of the old conservative, courses that are run by old conservative guys. I felt like I, especially my mom and I used to play. She was a really good golfer, and so here'd be this older lady and playing with me, you know. Mm-hmm. And they would tell us, you know, oh, you girls stand here. You know, we have our tee time would come, and the starter would say, you girls just wait here and let these men go ahead and start ahead of you, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, you know, my mom's a way better golfer.
Yeah.
Than you guys. I mean, I'm no great golfer, but.
Yeah. I'm offended for you. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That you girls.
Girls stand up.
Well, that's how, you girls.
I'm ashamed to say that. Now, my wife's cousin, Stephanie, you know Stephanie.
I do.
She's a fantastic golfer. Now, I did not know this. And one time we were, we were getting ready to play golf. And it was back when I played a lot. And she said, why don't you come on out with us and play? This is Stephanie now and her boyfriend at the time. And I was like, all right, sweetheart, I'll go out there and show you a thing or two. Yeah. That's just fine. Well, you know, I feel like, well, it's going to take all day once you're going up to the ladies' tees. Well, you know, she said, well, I am, you know, a state champion. And I said, well, what state, sweetheart?
State of confusion.
And she said, well, this, mind, right? She's like, this state. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. And
champion
then,
of
She was like,
cooking?
No, exactly. That's what I was thinking. No, she's golf champion. She's won like all sorts of tournaments. And we go out there, and of course, she just plays the same tees I do and just stripes it right down the middle. And I was just so embarrassing, you know, and it just crushed me. It was just,
geez, you're drying hook.
It just, sliced her right into the lake on the front. You know how I do. Mm. And boy, that was embarrassing, you know. You know, you just don't want to treat people like that. I hate you had to go through that, Lisa. If I'd been standing there with you, I'd have stood up for you, you know, absolutely. But those ladies on the tennis court now, you got to move it along.
You need them out of your way, right?
Exactly. Yeah.